This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're going to get back into Jaden Daniels and the Commanders at 3-1 in just a moment. The graphic we talked about at the top of the show today that caught my attention was one of those prediction pages on one of your favorite football sites where each person that writes for that site picks the game. And there were 10 of them at NFL Network picking Commanders, Browns, and Danny. 9 of them picked Washington.
I'm not used to this. I'm not used to it. Now, in general, it's been so bad here that whenever somebody does finally, give you respect, you're almost like, no, shut up, dude. Quiet down. Not yet. Because every time we get expectations up, the rug gets pulled, and it's worse than before. Like, that's what's really devastating. Bane taught us that in The Dark Knight Rises, is what you can't have true despair without hope. That's why it keeps that open air part of the prison. So you think you can, if you just muster enough, you can reach that ledge like the child did that time. That's what's truly devastating, is making you think it's going to be different and then it's not. So a lot of times we're like, dude, please just pipe down with that. Pick us to lose like always and let us have the chip on our shoulder.
Leave us be. At the end of this segment and at the end of the show, we're going to give away tickets to Deftones. Their North American tour is coming to D.C. You can win those tickets right here on The Fan. Grant and Danny today and every day, sponsored by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They're going to help you update your last will and testament for them to help you set up a trust. They'll do that as well. Get you and your family squared away with important paperwork. Schedule a consultation. Tell them we sent you. They're going to get a nice discount. KMLawyers.com. That's KMLawyers.com with Condori and Murrah. In fact, those guys are just awesome. I sent something. Somebody had sent me over their way, and they just sent me back a version that they had drawn up for me. Just really, really good dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say enough
best.
About our relationship.
So generous, kind dudes, man.
And without them taking us to Cincinnati,
mm-mm-mm,
the Commanders would not have gotten on this roll. Jaden Daniels would not have taken flight like an airplane. This offense would not be the wagon that it has become. It was all because we got Danny Ruye back in an NFL stadium to watch the locals take on the Bengals on the road.
No way I would have eaten two waffles with a piece of grilled bologna in between if I wasn't on that trip.
What was the name of that food?
I don't know. It was the most German thing in the world.
Was it actually two true waffles?
Yeah.
With cheese?
There was a little tiny bit of cheese. So
it's a sandwich with waffles instead of bread.
The McGriddle, how it's the bread itself is sweet. It's kind of like a hot cake, but you're not really sure what it is.
Yeah.
It's like that. So the waffles themselves were sweet. There was a sweetness inside them. I don't think they baked the syrup in or how they did it or whatever. And then you get that salty bologna. It was like bologna. It was like a steak of bologna with a little bit of cheese on there.
I've got a food take.
Go.
that Danny Ruye is not going to love.
Okay.
Normally, we see eye to eye on all things food, you and I.
All things?
Most things.
Some things?
A lot of things. A
couple things.
I'm not a McGriddle guy.
I'm not either.
I find the really?
I'm not either.
I find the McGriddle to be both overrated and uninteresting. I don't know why. There's something about the taste, because I love that maple taste generally. I like syrup. I'm a bacon mark, all things breakfast food. There's something about the McGriddle. It's just not for me. I'm going to go biscuit every time.
I'll go McMuffin.
Yeah. The McMuffin is fine. Even the egg McMuffin is perfect. But yeah, the McGriddle, I don't love the taste.
I try to pride myself on having as few inflammatory food takes as possible so as really to stand out from my co-host and friend, Grant Harrison Paulson.
Well, I'm the same way. I do not like inflammatory food takes. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep my food takes very, very correct.
I'm a separator. And what that means is, if you've got a plate of breakfast, you got your hotcakes, you got your sausage, you got your eggs, you got your different things. My syrup cannot touch my eggs. My syrup cannot touch my sausage.
Terrible take.
Now, I know this is inflammatory. I know that I'm weird. I need them to be separate bites so that the palate isn't poisoned. The McGriddle is confused. Are you sweet or are you savory? I need you to make up your mind. When I get that sausage biscuit with egg and cheese, I know exactly what it is. When I get hotcakes, I know exactly what it is. What are you? What are you even? I can't do it, and I won't do it. I will always go to the McMuffin. I will always go to the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I like you, but you're crazy.
You're crazy.
I like you, but you're crazy.
There's a dart in your neck.
You got a dart in your neck, you dumb. Danny, that's a bad take. Look at me. Look me in the eyes.
I can't.
Look me in the eyes.
I have there are a couple things I'm ashamed of.
You don't put syrup all over your breakfast plate?
No, only on the sweet parts.
Disgusting.
Correct.
Terrible. So here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You get yourself some scrambled eggs.
You just Vince Vaughn it. Go, put a little, top me off, a little syrup on this whole thing.
1,000%. Scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage. I would do white toast probably, because I'll always make a sandwich.
Make a little Sammy.
I'm going to put the egg, the bacon, maybe a home fry, maybe not. We'll see. But
get
definitely,
you a little Cholula on top of there.
But other than the toast, which goes on a side plate, hash brown, everything else, the syrup goes across the entire plate.
Oh, no. MC Hammer said it very
some
best.
Some type of squiggly pattern.
Can't touch this.
So I push down the little lever. Mm-mm. Let's think IHOP, maybe. Let's think about the little pitcher, little mini pitcher. And then you just kind of go back and forth, squiggling the whole plate. The idea that you don't have syrup on your eggs?
Never. Hot sauce, cheese, salty things, hash browns, sausages, bacon bits. All mixes. That goes.
Unreal.
The sweet doesn't go. This is my most... I've hidden this from people, by the way, for how many years?
You're going to get killed.
I know. I understand
it. Terrible
day. But here's the difference between you and I. You, when you've got one of these, like Jon Snow standing in front of the entire army, you're like, I'm right. And then you'll find one person on Twitter that agrees with you, and you're like, yeah, see? I acknowledge that mine's weird.
I think I've acknowledged when I've had some
takes. You never acknowledge it.
Give me one of my takes.
Pie.
I think I'm correct about pie.
See? The point I'm trying to make here.
Pie is not good.
Right. You didn't go to the Cheesecake Factory for years because?
I thought they made cheesecake.
There. Again, it's
now,
pretty
correct
easy.
Correct about cheesecake.
It's pretty easy to go, Your Honor, I rest my case. I'll have a seat in this chair. Anyway.
I acknowledge that I was wrong about cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that.
We have, yep.
I acknowledge that I was incorrect. That was a bad take
by me. That's big for you, I will say. Thank you.
I acknowledge that my dry cereal proclivity is flawed. It's not the right way to do it. It's a me problem.
Oh.
I'll give you that.
That's huge. That's a pretty big moment in the history of the show. That's never happened before.
I think milk on cereal is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
I think eating any kind of cereal in milk is gag-worthy, and everyone who does it should be jailed.
Gag-worthy and jailed, Grant. Yeah.
However, I acknowledge I'm the weird one here and that I just hate milk as a standalone item.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do it. I'll never dip a cookie in a milk. I would never want a glass of milk. Milk is for Santa on December 24th. That's what milk's for, not for me.
Santa's got a pretty good palate.
Milk is for Cal Ripken Jr. as he's keeping his streak alive. That's about it. Real quick, just on to put a bow on our McDonald's conversation.
Okay.
I haven't had an Egg McMuffin in years. Now, that's not to say I haven't had a McDonald's breakfast in years. Look at me. I always get the bacon, egg, and cheese or a sausage, egg, and cheese Bix-It. I love a McDonald's Bix-It.
Right now. Hopefully not in this situation. But gun to your head. Sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit or bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. You have to give up one and save the other.
Oh, I'm saving sausage.
You're saving sausage and you're going to shoot
bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah, bacon dies. Now, I like bacon better than sausage as just as an entity, like in life. So if for my life, I'm giving up one or the other, then sausage dies, pull the trigger, bacon lives.
But for the McDonald's biscuit breakfast.
McDonald's biscuit on an egg and cheese biscuit. There's not, the bacon, it's just not substantial. It's a small little strip of bacon. Real ones know, by the way. There's some portly fellas in cars nodding heads right now. Real ones know. Mm. The amount of bacon is not enough. So
it's two slices across.
But it's thin. It's small. It's not thick in any way.
No, I'm not going to tell you it's as substantial as the sausage. It's more substantial.
It's not there. Yeah. It might as well not be there. You feel like you're tasting, you're eating an egg sandwich in a lot of ways with like, is there a little bacon on this? Mm-hmm. The sausage is a game changer.
Announces its presence with authority.
The sausage is the star. The egg is also there. See what I'm saying?
I do.
So yeah, I'm going to, bacon goes. I'm sorry.
Wow. Just like that.
Mary sausage, kill bacon, quarter pounder the other one, I think. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
If we could do that.
I think that's fair.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Dave, who's in La Plata. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
Long time listener, long time season ticket holder, first time caller.
Hit that! Hooray! Hit that! Hooray! Hit that! Hooray!
Today's the day, Dave. What brought you out of the woodwork today?
You know what? Just listening to the question and obviously the hype around my guy, Jaden Daniels. Too much hype? Not at all. And why? Definitively. As long as Jaden Daniels is not one of you guys, millions of listeners, and as long as Jaden Daniels is not listening to the media hype of the national media, we are fine, boys. We are just fine. And by all accounts, Jaden Daniels, first in, last out, hardest worker, keeping his nose down, grinding. You listen to the press conferences. He's talking, hey, I just want to get better. Last game against the Cardinals, the only thing he's thinking about is that one pick. So, you know, you talk about your previous caller in regression. Even if he regresses, you know what? Quoting Danny, it's still going to be pretty damn good. So I'm riding the hype train. I'm pushing the train. I'm on the train. I'm ready to go. I can't wait to get out there Sunday. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Love it.
Dave in La Plata. I like where you're at, my guy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And I think you're going to be happy to find out everything I know about Jaden Daniels, all the people I've talked to that know him a lot better than I do. He is not a guy who's out there reading social media, reading his press clippings, who cares what Shannon Sharpe's saying or anybody else, which is awesome. And I agree. My point is not a concern that this is going to go to Jaden Daniels' head. That's not what I'm saying. It's more of just a referendum on media at this point that we can't just have anything for 1 hour without declaring that it is going to be something forever.
Right. We have to quantify everything we see, not just say, hey, this is good, but imagine we're talking about art. The newest painting, we had to decide if it was the best painting of all time. Like, this artist has never painted this many paintings, but this painting right here is better than Van Gogh's flowers. It's better than the Mona Lisa. It's better than anything you could possibly come up with. Okay, well, let's look at it for 5 minutes before we decide.
Darius goes out on a date tomorrow, okay? We say, Darius, how did it go? He's like, it went really good. You liked her? He's
congrats on your marriage.
Great. Yeah, great night. We had a good conversation. You attracted to her? Dude, she is very pretty, like wheelhouse.
She's
for
from
me.
New York.
She likes everything I like, right? She's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
She's big time fan
big
of
sports
football.
Fan.
Exactly. Covers football, like whatever
yeah.
it is. Yeah. I'm all in. Okay. Way to go, Dad. We love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
We love you, Dad. But the point of the dude's story is when's the wedding? No, can we just live in the moment for a second? Or maybe go on another date. Can we learn her last name? Maybe we could figure out what she does for work. It's the second date. Now, the second date is not when someone's supposed to record you and ruin your life and put it on a... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That happened.
Excuse me.
That happened to someone.
Sorry about that.
But it's the second date, for God's sake. Can't we just go to dinner, eat some buffalo wings, talk about life? Reggie's in D.C. Hello, Reggie.
Hello, fellas. What's going on, man?
Hey,
love
buddy.
The show. See, this is what bothers me, man. We're like a beaten and abused fan. See, we had superstars in D.C. before. See, we got Obi. Nobody cares about hockey. We had Juan Soto.
Hey, watch Frank yourself, Parker. Reggie. We love hockey on this. I love
no,
hockey.
No. What I'm saying is the national
media. We got you, buddy.
Yeah, national media. See, we're not used to having, like, a sexy 10. In D.C., I've been listening to sports talk radio, you know, like when it really became kind of popular for like probably like 25 years, mm-hmm. a little bit longer. When is the last time outside of foolishness that the Skins, Washington football team, Commanders have been like a national story in a positive way? We have it, right?
The early 90s. That's it.
I would say Griffin when he's on the Tonight Show and they're on the run.
No. Because Griffin never looked like this. See, what happened? See, think about, you guys are, especially you, Grant, like you've been around this team. When is the last time we had four games of, like, elite quarterback play?
Well, so I would take issue with, I don't think there's been elite quarterback play for four games. I wouldn't put Tampa Bay in that category, and I'd give you half the Giants. But your larger point is correct. I want you to keep cooking, because you're right.
Okay,
like,
so now, at three and one, I have not felt like this in my life. So now we're the chosen one. Now the prom queen wants to date us, and everybody's saying, okay, no, what? Wait a minute, hold on. Let me reconsider, because I don't know if I got a good outfit to wear. I don't know if Dad is going to rip me a limo. Hold on. I don't know if I got a good haircut in cologne. No, man, you ride this thing until the wheels fall off. And guess what? Who is to say it's going to fall off? Now, I get it. He's going to have a game. But who is the – okay, hold on. Let me say this real quick. If he had a game like Bo Nix did against the Jets, where he had seven completions and minus 7 yards, if he looked like Caleb Williams, who looks really confused, we would be killing him. And y'all know it. We
hyped up
a Sam Howell after one game.
Sure.
So you're telling me now we got three. Okay, I'll give you the Tampa Bay. You're right. But I'll give you 2.5. So we got two. When is the last time we went back-to-back on a road and beat a Cincinnati team that was desperate? that we matched an elite quarterback point for point, and then we went on the road and blew out a team that everybody's saying, you know what, the Cardinals are pretty good. They got some weapons on the outside. No, y'all guys, we got to enjoy this because the prom queen, she chose us. So now, you know what, let's get our good shape up. Let's get our clothes on, and let's go enjoy our date.
Yeah. Take a bow, man.
Three, like, I'm thinking middle school. Three, maybe four sprays of Drakkar Noir and jump through it, right? Like, let's go.
Me and Reggie were sitting on the bench, and the hot prom queen came up to us, and she said, are you Grant? And I looked at Reggie, and I was like, you made her come over here, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah. Miss Davis, you want to go prom with me?
Let's go prom, me.
His call was perfect. The only issue I would take with it, Mr. Ruhe, is I'm not telling fans not to be excited. Like, he's responding to as if my point was, hey, guys, Commanders fans, buying their jerseys, buying their tickets, don't be excited. No. Ride it out, as he said. Enjoy this thing. It's the beginning of what could hopefully be a 15-year Hall of Fame career. Lock in and go have fun. I bought my son a number 5 jersey 2 weeks ago. I get it. Again, my referendum is really on the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Where I'm saying it's too much too soon. The media, who should be a little better and know a little better than after 2.5 quarters of great football, suggesting that the guy's the best in the conference. He's the best in the conference. That's the take. On ESPN, you get paid millions of dollars to say that? These shows stink. I mean, they're just terrible, some of these shouty shows.
They're trying to throw chum in the water.
Michelle's in Calverton on The Fan. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm also a season ticket holder for a number of years.
Awesome.
And what I see, though, you know, I'm seeing this person, this quarterback is special in all aspects. The intelligence, the processing time, the mental acuity, the physical talents. The running is just one thing. And I think some of these people, including Ryan Clark, I think they do see that that kind of combination with leadership and the ability, you just love where he comes from, his parents and the stands there, and just almost the perfect recipe for somebody who's going to succeed.
Yeah, built in a lab, right?
That's what it feels
built
like.
In my lab. I'm a lab director, so I could see all these things cooking up. But
love it.
I'm a big believer.
Yeah, it's why wouldn't you be right now? The reason I would buy all the stock at this moment, more so than I was buying 2 weeks ago or a month ago or 4 months ago, is all of the stuff we have learned about him since he got here. We don't have the ability to meet with him, to sit down with him, to look across the table at him. Like, all of the stuff she's referencing, right, which matters every bit as much as the physical stuff which you saw at LSU, seems to be off the charts. And that's why I would buy the hype, and I would say there's a really good chance he ends up being a superstar.
Yeah, like, there's no, you know, 10 out of 10, 100% guarantee of anything, right? But if you go, here are the attributes that give you a best chance, a lot of boxes are checked by Jaden Daniels. Personality-wise, poise-wise, you know, you mentioned all the physical attributes, which are obvious and ooze off the page. But, man, that's the reason why you go, this is as likely as it is, I will cast my lot here. Whereas, if I've got like 100 chips of my emotional investment, I haven't told that many chips over the last several seasons. I didn't give any to Ryan Fitzpatrick or Carson Wentz. I gave maybe one or two to Sam Howell because I liked the premise. But I'm putting a lot of chips on Jaden Daniels because that's your best shot.
I'd also remind people, and I hate even saying this because it's such night and day, and it sounds like it's a comparison, and I hope people don't think that, because Sam Howell is a backup probably in the NFL, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a star based on what we've seen. But remember the conversation about Sam Howell a month into last year?
Yeah.
He had a couple 300-yard games. He was balling out. Or whenever it was right before that Bills game. Was that week three?
It was Denver, that comeback.
No, I know. That was week two. But the Bills game was the 4-interception home game. I want to say that was week three. After 2 weeks, people thought they had found their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, so they come back against Denver. They play the Bills at home and lost 37-3.
And I was just sitting here after 2 weeks last year going, isn't this a little soon, guys? Like, is this making any sense?
We really found our quarterback. We really did.
Kind of the same deal. Now, Daniels, good. Sam Howell, not good or not as good. I'm not comparing the two, but, like, we've tried to do this before. And all I'm saying is, it's not a race to do this. Shane Oxenhill, what's good?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to kind of hit on that same thing you was going to say as far as, and I feel as though a lot of fans forget the feeling that we had after seeing Sam Howell throw for 300 yards versus the Eagle a couple of times and having big games where, though, even John Allen came out after a post game and talked about how, oh, I think we got our quarterback. And you know what I'm saying? So I believe that it's not premature because what we're seeing is great. It's great. But some of the things that gave me pause when they came out is some of the things that we have to wait to see if it'll happen, like his safety and him, his size out there. So I would just say that, like you said, I would think that the national media would come to terms and saying, okay, let's see this guy make it through a full 16. Let's see this guy, you know what I'm saying, because we just went through it last year. And I don't think EB helped Sam Howell at all, whereas though, you know, the coaching has been great with Jade and with from Clint. So I just want to say that, man, last year we had the same scenario after a few games. I feel as though a lot of guys, I was one of the guys who, you know, just from his arm talent alone, thought that this, he, you know what I'm saying, was special. But not
yeah, nobody's saying call, anything dude, other always, than he's been you. Awesome, and all signs point to him being a star. It's just, we don't, it's October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have to slam the gavel, to take your phrase from earlier in the show, just yet. Let's give away Deftones tickets. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning two tickets. North American Tour, Sunday, April 6th, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Tomorrow, I want to talk about the fact that if the Commanders rip off a big-time season-winning division here, it is going to get harder to change the name. That is something that we should at least keep on the back burner as something to be thinking about. Not that anyone shouldn't be rooting for that, because please, win football games.
It'd be a good problem for me to have. I'll complain about it later.
Please achieve. So that's something I want to talk about. Also want to get into the NFL calling a couple terrible penalties on double gun celebration and an arrow being shot. A fake arrow, not a real arrow.
Well, just think about the children, Grant.
Give me a break with that, so we'll do that tomorrow. And we'll get you ready for Thursday Night Football. Linnell's got Lenovo time coming up next.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.